All right, we're back here for fireside chat number 7 or 8 or 10 or,
isn't
or something.
Nine?
I don't know. I think it's 8, but I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check it out when I post it.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good. How was your day?
Normal again.
Yeah. How was since it's a 3-day week, or actually it's like what?
A 4-day weekend for me and a 3-day weekend for you.
Yeah. Cuz you got that's way more than 4 days. You have the whole next week off.
Yeah.
6-day weekend. 7, 8, 9, 10 day weekend.
Yeah.
Nice 10 days off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a lucky little guy to get 10 days off. Are you happy that school's over?
For now, yeah.
Yeah, you're a straight A student that doesn't really like school all that much, or?
I don't know. Like, all the school work and everything, and just. Blah. Like, having to do all the work that's so easy, that's so simple. And not really, like, I don't really have to use my head that much in most of my classes.
Right, and you're taking advanced placement classes, right?
There's not any advanced classes yet. It's just all one class.
Oh.
But we're still doing a 7th grade unit in ELA and everything.
Right.
ELA is probably where I think the hardest anyways. Or math.
Math? You're Asian. You gotta be good at math.
I think that math is probably one of my weakest subjects, but.
Yeah. What do you think about when people say stuff like that to you?
From you, I don't care. From most people, I don't care.
Right. Do you don't take it as racist? You just kind of laugh it off as a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there's a place in the world for racist humor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slightly racist humor.
Yeah. Is that because I get to hang out in the minority corner at the gym?
Me?
No, me.
Oh. Well, racism is weird. Like, you could say something about the skin tone or the accent of a certain person, but that's not necessarily being racist. If you exclude only one race, or if you say bad things about only one race, or if you're just really negative on one race, that's racism. I don't think that making those jokes, if you're not making them with intention, they're not really racist.
Forrest paused real quick there. He wasn't stumbling over his words. The dog pushed the door open.
Yeah.
So he turned around and he was looking at the dog. It was a little hilarious, to be honest with you. He looked a little scared, like someone was coming in to get him. Since it's just us. What do you think is the definition of racism?
Disrespect for one or more races.
Is it disrespect, or do you think it even, like, looking at them differently, even with respect?
Yeah. Excluding or making one race different than the other.
Right.
Or in a negative way.
Does it have to be negative, or could it be positive? Could you be racist, say you're a white person?
Yeah, but it ends up being negative on the other races. And so if you're positive to one race, that's negative on all the other races.
Why is that?
Because if you say the one positive thing, that means that that race is better at that thing than anybody else. Which means that it's kind of racist to say that one race is smarter than the other, because that's negative to all the other races.
I kind of like having this conversation with you, because you say a lot of things that me and Mom say are racist. And you're like, stop, that's racist. And it's just funny because, I don't know. You have a very unique take on racism. It's hard to explain sometimes. And I was just hoping people would get it as they talk with you. To me, racism is if you treat someone different because of the color of their skin, or you think about someone different because of the color of their skin.
What about a certain race's accent, or a certain, or would that fall under the category of skin, just as traits of that color of skin?
I don't know. I think people have different accents from where they are, not from what color they are. So, like,
or like not even just different accents, but like different body features and stuff.
Well, everyone's got different body features too.
Or
I mean, physically,
more generalized.
Look, There's differences in the races. That's why we're different races, right? There's different colors. There's different formations of the body. There are differences. Just like the humor of racism is pointing out the differences between the races, right? It's not really attacking a racism.
No.
Like, it can be very mean, though. So you have to
find a balance.
not find a balance. I don't know. See, I make racist jokes, but see, I make fun of everybody with my racist jokes.
You don't just target one race.
Yeah, I'm equal opportunity racist humor guy. I mean, I make fun of every race, including my own, especially my own. I think I probably make fun of my own race a little bit more than other races, except for maybe Asians, because I do make fun of you a lot.
Well, yeah, because that's who you're around the most, so it's going to generate more jokes, right?
Right. But I've made a concerted effort in my life to...
Be fair to all races, almost?
No, not be fair to all races. I've been... I guess I try and judge every person by the person they are and how they carry themselves.
Yeah.
So if I see a homeless looking black dude, I'm going to stay away from him. If I see a homeless looking white dude, I'm going to stay away from him. If I see a well-dressed black person, I'm going to talk with him. If I see a well-dressed Asian person, I'm going to spit on him. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you see what I'm saying? Like, depending on how you carry yourself. And your parents is part of how you carry yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. If I see three teenager thugs that are black, white, Asian, Hispanic, any race, I'm going to stay away from them or be considering that I could run into problems. Mm-hmm. Same thing when I see young teenagers dressed. Their appearance makes me judge them more than the race, 100% more. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem with racism is when we judge people positively or negatively because of their race, no matter how they carry themselves or what they do. But also, when you make exceptions to that race, when someone's really exceptional. We live in pretty much a white world, you'd say, right? Most of the people we associate with are white.
I wouldn't say that.
Middle class to higher class white people. I mean, outside the gym. I mean, personally, in our social circle.
Yeah.
I mean, like doctors, we have doctor friends, we have, you know, we have decent, well-educated friends, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them are racist. Not like our friends, but in the circle of people, like when you go to a party and stuff, I definitely heard people, especially in my work, in my line of work, there's a lot of racism as well. And it's alive and exists today, and it's a serious social problem.
Yeah.
But
It tears people apart, really.
It doesn't tear people apart. It tears races apart. But
yeah, like that.
Here's the thing, man. We're a tribal people. I really believe that. Human races are tribal, gang-orientated people. I think if some aliens came and tried to fight with us, all the goddamn people on the planet would get together and they'd fight the aliens and we'd make fun of aliens for being a different race.
Yeah.
I think it's part of our hardwired human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... You really have to fight that in yourself, and you have to realize where your feelings and emotions come from.
That makes a lot of sense.
That goes for a lot of things. You know how, even for example, today we're getting into emotions now. We're going from racism to emotions, but yeah. How upset you were today at piano. What made you that upset?
I don't know, just kind of like the stress and the, almost the deadline that I kind of have to perform the song that I'm struggling with now, so...
Right. And you're struggling with piano. You're doing piano. It was a long day. It's 10:30 now. We just got done with piano like 5 minutes ago, eight minutes ago, something like that. And, you know, normally we're done by 10.
How far are we in the podcast?
8:42.
But, yeah, so it'd be like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so our, you know, I lost my train of thought now. God damn it. Oh, okay, I remember emotions. So we were talking, you know, getting upset playing the piano doesn't help you learn, correct?
No, it made it really hard to see.
Right, it makes it hard to see because you tear up and you get tear puddles all over the bench and your butt gets wet from sitting in the tear puddles.
That
feels like you pooped
yourself.
I can run my stories together. No one knows. No one else heard that story except for you.
Yeah.
So now you ruined it that I stole someone else's story. I sound like a great storyteller. I had a great joke going and you killed it. You're not helping me out, dude. You know what bro code is?
What?
It means that we're always looking out for each other, man. Me and you, the bros. Like, the guys. We look out for the guys. You know what else?
What?
That's sexist because you shouldn't do that. You should always be honest with people.
Is the next one sexism, then?
Sexism, racism, it all goes together, man. We can't...
Yeah.
We need to judge people for who they are.
Mm-hmm. Not for what race or gender they
are. Or religion. I guess some religions you can judge it for. If they're like... some kind of crazy cult that likes to eat people or something. I guess we could judge them for that kind of religion, right? But any of the main religions that are established, or even if it's a newer religion, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like forced, whatever your religion, I forgot, I thought we made a religion for you, but where we worship the space alien albino god. Because you said God was albino yesterday. You said God was albino yesterday.
No, he's kind of like a blank palette because he created race. Yeah.
Right, there you go. And there's differences in race and differences in religion, but we need to accept each other for our differences, you know?
Yeah.
And we can't judge people on anything besides the merits of themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what I really would love for you to understand as a person. And you get that 100%. You probably get that even more than I do, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially since you're mixed yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, not really.
All right, let's get here. It's pretty late. We're 11 minutes in. That was kind of a weird one tonight.
Yeah, but we ended up talking about a good topic.
Yeah, it was a great topic. Racism is really... I don't think it's as rampant as it was in the old days.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Now it's even worse because now it's disguised.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more disguised and it's a little more insidious.
Yeah.
So it's a real problem. Mustafa would be a great person to talk to about this.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you and him to talk about this one.
Back-to-back podcasts where we could talk to Mr. Mustafa about them.
Well, Mr. Mustafa is a little bit wise. You know, he's got a lot of good stuff to say.
Yeah.
And then I would like to, you know, if we ever do have the talk with Mustafa, I would like to sit down because sometimes I feel like his life experiences, he had a lot of bad racism exhibited towards him, because not only is he black, he's a black Muslim.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really bad. Whatever happened there, got some feedback in the headset. But we're all set now. Don't yawn so close to the mic. I think that's what it was.
What?
I don't know. There's a little yucky part right where you yawn, and my headset went nuts.
Jeez.
Don't spit on the mic.
I didn't spit on
this
the mic.
This is a spit shield, but it didn't work so good. Anyways, he suffered a lot of racism, and sometimes he holds a lot of resentment, and I don't blame him for that. And he sees it a lot more than I do because I'm a white dude, man. I don't get those looks. Just like mom. Mom was saying how she feels it because she's a little bit heavier than a normal Asian girl. And it's not always what people say. It's the looks and the body language they exhibit that maybe I don't pick up on that's really there. And
racist.
Racism towards...
Discriminatory?
Yeah, racism towards Mustafa and, body issues for mom, you know?
Or discrimination of the body.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe they're just looking at her boobs because she got big boobs. Forrest is laughing and red all at the same time. I promise not to talk about your mom's boobs on the next podcast. All right? With that being said.
What about the next. Whichever one this is, minus 30.
Minus 30?
Or not 30 minus whatever podcast this is. Amount of podcasts.
I don't know, dude. I don't even know what you're saying. 30 minus. Why would we go back in time?
No, because if this is like the 10th episode. Say this is the 10th episode.
Right.
And we're doing this for 30 days. So to find the next amount of days, you would subtract 10 from 30.
Oh, so 20 days?
Yeah.
I don't know. We might talk about boobs again, but we won't talk about mom's boobs again, I promise.
All right? Okay, that's fine.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't want to think about my mom's boobs either. Not very, I don't know, appealing for the younger boy. You'll get used to boob jokes. You're a guy. That's all we do. We joke about boobs and all the other stuff we don't have. Maybe we can do the sex talk tomorrow, day before Easter. It's a holy day. Good Friday. Or 2 days before Easter. I'm sorry. All right, let's get out of here, dude. That was a little embarrassing. We lost our total train of thought.
Yeah.
We're like two little kids talking about boobs.
That was you.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
You started it.
I did start it. Why are you still red? It's my goal to embarrass you on every podcast. It's pretty easy to do. All right, we're out of here, folks.